last putt just slipping out at the end?
I think I carry some frustration from 17. It was about as easy as a 12-footer is going to get. Straight up the hill, right edge. All I had to do was get it to the hole and not get into the hole. I get a little frustrated. And the putt on 18 just looks so good all the way. It's just, 90-degree lip out is pretty cruel to finish in. But overall, I made a great save on 15, which, if I make bogey there, I make birdie on 18, still the same score, and over the 5 on the par. It's a great score, 6 on the total, 4 back. Hopefully I don't get too far away. It's a great spot to be at.
Do you feel you're very much back in contention now?
Definitely. I'm pretty sure it'll be in the around 4 shots tomorrow. Hopefully the weather that's expected comes in so I don't get too far away. I don't wish bad play for anybody else obviously out there, but I just hope they don't get too far away and have a decent chance tomorrow.
Any more questions for you guys?
One question, John. How did the course play, the setup, compared to Thursday and Friday?
The what, sorry?
How did the course play, the setup? How did you feel, the pin positions, etc.?
I thought the pin positions were good. To be honest, the way I hit the driver on the front nine, I feel like it doesn't matter where the pin is because I just had wedges all the time, so I could be aggressive. And the back nine, the wind picked up and we had some rain, so that itself just made it a lot harder. I haven't really thought of, I didn't think about the pins being overly difficult, but there were a couple of them that were tricky. Like number one, right over at the ridge, it's going to be difficult to hit it close. Number three was a difficult one to hit it close unless you were 60 yards off the pin like I was. There was a couple others I was going to say. They weren't overly difficult. Number eight was tricky. If you go long of it, you have a tough putt coming in. 11's very similar to the pin on three. You just have slopes, before and afterwards, as you got to be really precise to hit it close. I wouldn't say they were extremely difficult. It's just never easy to hit it close in this golf course with how firm the greens are.
And you're going to keep the driver. Greg McDowell said you used it yesterday. You were hitting miles behind him. You're going to keep with it tomorrow, that aggressive approach?
Well, I'm 8-under since I pulled that driver in every single hole, so I think I'm going to keep doing that.
One more question.
You might have to score tomorrow, John, to give yourself a chance of back-to-back.
It's hard to guess. I don't know. It all depends on how they finish today and what the weather's like tomorrow. If you get a windy day here, which it could happen any day, just anything under par is hard to do. So I do believe I'm going to have to get in somewhere between 10 and 15 under to have a chance to win.